In Israel today, those are the people I'm really scared of. The
you have it inside it. That would be great. By the way, there are a lot of books that I might read and read with benefit, but I still don't think that the Sfarim sale would necessarily be selling them. Yeah, let's read the Ramah inside. I asked them to bring the, everybody with a Ramah, or most everybody, if you don't have, you can share with your neighbor. So let's read it from the beginning. Gonu b'shalobe. Mashma mehaim me'omas nisim. Sounds from the Mishnah. The Pshita Lilatana, the Ikach Yuvah the Ventzayim Meir Mishum the Gan of the Ochol, the Ochol. That it's basic to the Chiyah Ventzayim Meir that it has to do with neighbor. The Gan of the Ochol. Midal Yitzchak Lashmino and Ella the Ena Chayav Ad Shiknu Mishul Ova V'Yochum Mishul Sechem. The Mishnah only found it necessary to tell me that the Gneiva has to be from the father, not from somebody else, and the Achil has to be in Mishul Sechem, not in the Shus of the father. But the Mishnah takes for granted that Ventzayim Meir involves a Gneiva. So he says that needs an explanation. Vikra Milsa, where is this coming from? Yibayis Tema Svara. Could be the sisters, but it's a Svara. The Ventzayim Meir Hashem Soifah Hunidon. The Soifah is my last name is Hebrews. The Mishnah says later on that Ventzayim Meir is Chayav Hashem Soifah. The Gemara explains over there because Soifah is my last name is Hebrews. And therefore, Hilkach Higonav. So therefore, it's a svara. The Hashem Soifa means he's already now starting that pattern that he's going to Eichel. So Soifa is going to be molasted and sebrius Eichel. But if we don't see a Gneva now, though, we don't see an incipient molasted and sebrius. So it's just a svara. We bite him across. Could be it's a possible. The chsev the Yisroel says a malchus. More so later on that the Yisroel means we give him malchus. Actually, we shine we give him malchus. We know the rule is that every Oynish has to have an Azhar. And therefore, what is the Azhar? It must be the Azhar of Leisignoiv. We can see from the context. The Kamari b'Zoyel b'Soyve deinenu shemeya b'kol ova b'kol imoy. The Zoyel b'Soyve over here, the Achil of the Ventzayim Meir, is an achila that has to do with the fact that he's eno shemeya v'kol ova v'kol imoy. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Later he brings a sifrei that the eno shemeya v'kolenu is his being zoyel v'soyve. Not that he doesn't listen to his parents when they tell him to go to bed on time or something. He's eno shemeya v'kolenu in being zoyel v'soyve. So therefore we read the pasuk to mean that he's zoyel v'soyve b'midi d'shaychi v'ova v'imoy. His zoyel v'soyve is in a way that's relevant to the parents, that's connected to the parents. And how is it connected to the parents? Because he stole the money from the parents. So therefore the ashar is from Lysigma. Yeah, so yesterday I asked two questions. Start with this. Yesterday I asked two questions. Number one, if he has this notion that it has to be milsa d'shaicha b'ov v'imoy, it has to be that he stole the money from his parents because the zoyel v'soyve has to be an enu shemei b'kalenu kind of zoyel v'soyve. It has to be milsa d'shaicha b'ov v'imoy, and that's why he has to have stolen the money from his parents. So stop right there. There you have a svar right there. Yibayis tem a svar. You know, we had one svar as soyke v'lasim asepriyus. Now he has another svar that the zoyel v'soyve has to be milsa d'shaicha b'ov v'imoy. How is it Muslim Shaykhli Ovim? Because he stole the money from his parents. Why does he have to add this extra element over here that the Azhar is from Leisignoiv? Yeah.
If you see like that, it's still coming from the Krah. Because we only know
Muslim Shaykhli. Yeah, fine, but what is he, this whole thing? Le'on HaShakosu of Elam Ken Hizir, and the Azhar must be from Leisignoiv. Cut all of that part out. And just say that since it's Mashma Zol V'Soyve is Enene Shemei V'Kaleinu, So it's milsa d'shaychli of the imay. So that itself is an indication that he stole the money from the parents. That's question number one. And question number two is the fact that he does not have to steal from the mother, except according to Yeshua Baby Huda, we pass on like the Tanakhama presumably, that he only has to steal from the father and not from the mother. Ayit says in Enush Shemei b'kol ovav u'b'kol imay. So if you're connecting the Enush Shemei b'kol einu implies that it was a gneva, then the gneva should have to be from the mother too. And that's not true. So yesterday we grappled this a little bit. I don't think that the answer really emerged so clearly. Late after Shia, I was talking with the guys, and I think it emerged. The real pshat of the Ramah emerged more after Shia. I think the pshat of the Ramah is the following. In Chami, the two questions are connected. The idea that it has to be milsa d'shaycha b'ovav imay does not necessarily entail that it has to be that the money was stolen from the parents. There are many ways in which the being zoyel v'soyvei is shayach to the ovav imay. It's milsa d'shaycha b'ovav imay. At the very even poshut, the parents are not happy that he's zoyel v'soyvei. Like we have, you know, by Basheva, and we have the psukim that the Lemuel Basheva. So it was a bit. Asher yisar t'imoy, Basheva gave musa t'shlomo, Mavni, Bar Britney. What do you know? Don't it reflects badly on me? The Gemara there was Mara. So that's a way. That's certainly a way in which it's shaycha b'ovav imay. So that by itself, the fact that Torah says enenu shemei bekolenu, and that it's referring to the fact that he's zoyel v'soyvei, and the parents that want him to be zoyel v'soyvei, they want him to grow up like a mensch, and now he's pegeya b'ovav imay, that itself doesn't mean that it has to be stolen from the money has to be stolen from the parents. And that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant to say something else. You want to say that the asara of Mitzrayim Mara comes from Leisignif, so you have to address the problem: what in the world does Leisignif have to do with zoyel v'soyvei? It's a totally different, unrelated concept. Zoyel v'soyvei is that he's a fresser, he's a glutton. And leisignov, it means leisignov. How does leisignov become the asara for zoyel v'soyvei? They're just not connected conceptually. It's like I touched on yesterday. It's like saying that leisignov is the asara for I don't know, for shatnas. I mean, shatnas is his own asara, but it's like saying leisignov is the asara for I don't know, for eating onion pupa. Well, nothing, one thing has nothing to do with the other. So that's his problem. So therefore he has to explain that no, the zoyel v'soyvei over here is that means. It's not standard he's zoyel v'soyvei, that he has bad table manners. He's zoyel v'soyvei in a way that's pegeya in the parents. That's the meaning of zoyel v'soyvei. It's einenu shemeya b'kolenu zoyel v'soyvei. The zoyel v'soyvei means he's zoyel v'soyvei in a way that's pegeya in the parents. Once we say that, that opens the door to say that leisignov could then be the asara for that, and that will then mean that the particular way in which he's pegeya in the parents is to a gneva. Or at least part of the way which he's begat from the parents is through a gneva. If I didn't know the milsa, the dobra lomim and yonai, if I didn't have this notion that he's begat in the parents, I wouldn't see any connection between leisignov and bensoyer mer. So I need to say no, bensoyer mer has to do with the parents. But that by itself doesn't necessarily mean gneva. For that I have to have leisignov. So first I believe it is that there's a synergy between the two things. The idea that is that it's milsa d'shaycha b'ovav imay shows me that the parents are involved. The parents are hurt by his being zoyel v'soyvei. And at the same time, that now allows me to say that leisignov becomes the asara, and therefore you have to violate the asara by doing a ma'aseh gneiva. And then that answers the other question as well. From the mother, he does not have to steal. The answer is in Echanami. That's in fact how that's why the Ramah couldn't sustam say, well, we see milsa that it's dovar lomid ben yonai, he's einenu shemei bekolenu, it must be he has to steal from the parents. It's not true. He does not have to steal from the mother. He only has to steal from the father. So you see that the fact that it's milsa d'shaycha b'ovav imay does not necessarily mean gneiva. He's pegeying the mother in other ways. He's pegeying the mother in the mar briu, mar bar bitni kind of way. It was just the Ramah just meant to open the door that the whole parashah in Soya Moira has to do with the fact, or at least part of it is involved with the fact that it's an enishamei b'kalenu, that they're the victims of his being zoyel v'soyvei. And that allows me to say that the asar is from leisignov. But leisignov has halachas. He has to violate leisignov. Maybe only me. I don't know how we know me'ovav and not me'imay. But I'll upon him the leisignov is me'ovav, not necessarily me'imay. And where is the p'gi in the mother? Other kinds of p'gis. That's the, I think that's the emes of pshat in the emes of pshat in the Rama. Now, I had another question yesterday. No, this is actually another set of questions, pair of questions, which is, number one, why does Ramah focus on the Malkus in order to prove that there must be an Asar? Right, that's the Seder of the Ramah in the Ramah. He says, since there's Malkus, says the Yisrael, so there's Malkus, and Einshim Elim came Asir, and there must be an Asar, where's the Asar Lisigma? Forget the Malkus. Why not to focus on the Miso? The Torah says that there were Gamu, Uragamu, there's a Chiv Miso. And Einshim Elim came Asir, and we can't have a Chiv Miso without an Asar. Where's the Asar from Lisigma? The same Chesed. Like, why is the Ramah over here stresses. And so on and so forth. What does he need of Yisroel? Say Zeh Malkus. Why didn't you say Biboy is Teimakro? The Chsev Urgamu Kol Anshe Yiroi. He's Chayiv Misa. They know Yishim Elam Ken Asirin. And the Asar is from Lisigna. That's question number one. Question number two. So how can the Ramah say that the Asar is from Lisigna, when the Gemara of Gimel says that the Asar is from Lisechol Al Adam? So yesterday I said. Right. So that's what I said yesterday. That's very attractive over here to say that one question answers the other. That one asara is that the Ramah understood that the Misa has an asara l'soichel al adam, but that can't be the asara for the Malkus. Because it's a lapshin into the asaras misa is based in. It's used up to be the asara for the misa. So the Malkus must have some different asara. And moreover, maybe even the grammar of the circle of adam implies misa because it's an achilas yesh b'shikas damim. So therefore, that's the route the Ramah is taking. Because the Ramah knows the Gemara in Samach Gimel. I know the Ramah knows the Gemara in Samach Gimel. The Ramah himself is marich in the Gemara in Samach Gimel. So the Ramah knows the Gemara in Samach Gimel. Yes, the asara for Ben Tzoy Moris from the circle of adam, but that's the asara for the misa. Can't also be the asara for the Malkus. The Malkus must have some other Asar. What's the Asar of the Malkus? Like Sigma. L'chor, that's the pshat, the attractive pshat here in the Ramah. Mitzvah Shem, I think today maybe we're going to find a different pshat. But that's what I said yesterday, and that's certainly very, very, it's lying there for the taking. Very available. Very. Sounds like a good pshat in the Ramah. However, there's another problem. Or maybe this gives rise to a new problem. Now we're saying that the Asar of L'Soichel Al Adam is particularly for the Misa. If I hadn't just said this last part, could have said L'Soichel Al Adam is the Asar for the Malkus. That's the Pashuk Shalim Yoran Tzamek Gimel. But now we're learning up in the Ramah, no, the Malkus has a separate Asar of L'Sigma. L'Soichel Al Adam is the Asar just for Misa. Right? That's Mukhul from what we just said. That Malkus is his own Asara, the Soichel Adam must be the Asara for the Misa. So how is the question? Why does the Misa need an Asara at all? After all, somebody, the Reidev, the Shita Lerma in the next Talmud, the Mishnah Ben Tzorim Oral Shem Soifim Nera, said the Chiv Misa Ben Tzorim Oral is also Reidev. Reidev doesn't need an Asara. So again, without this Ramah by us, so no problem. As Asara is for the Malkus, not for the Misa. And now we say, no, the Malkus is a different Asara, Le'signoi. The Asara of Le'soichel Al Adam is for the Misa. Why in the world, according to the Ramah, why should the Misa need an Asara? If it's Midin Reidev, why should it need an Asara? Yeah. I agree, it's not a conventional Reidev, so it's a Chiddush that the Torah treats him as a Reidev. But still, at the end of the Chiv is B'Teres Reidev, so why should it need an Asara?
What does that have to do with
Seichel Adam?
This is the prediction of a person who
wants
himself to be
Masa. But that's it. The prediction is here. Why do you have to have an Asar also? Why not just say he's a Reidif and that's it? He's a Reidif. The Torah said he's a Reidif. The Torah is Machadish, he's not a regular Reidif. The Torah said he's a Machudishtik Reidif. He's a Reidif of Hashem Seifa. It's a very rarefied kind of Reidif and he's based in, he's Dinim. Fine. For all that, I don't need an Asara. I have a perfectly good passion to Kisaytse that says that this is a passion in Sayyid Mark. What do I have to have with Seichel Adam? Seichel Adam is to fill the need of an Asara. A Reidif doesn't need an Asara.
In terms of saying that the Asara of the Seichel Adam is only coming from the Misa but not from the Malkos, just the Ramah and the Yaramah and Dab Samakim on the base says that he brings a raya that you don't get Malkus on the first time that you violate, because it's coming from Losofa Adam, which is Alash Bechlaus. So clearly he's understanding that the first, and probably the second also, is coming from Losofa Adam. That's his right.
Yeah, we're going to come to that Rambam also. That Rambam's also not going to fit Sula. You're right. That's going to be. You're right. 100%. You're right. The Rambam Tzemach Gimel. But I want to leave the Rambam Tzemach Gimel for. You're right. The Rambam Tzemach Gimel is also going to create FedEx for us. And let's hold off that one for 1 second. Just want to finish this mahal. This Nikudovia. Yeah.
I think when we learned this originally, we were mahalik between Hasura and Azhara. I think we said that it's true that the Rode doesn't need a din Hasura, but there's still some necessity for the Azhara.
So what I said at the beginning of the parak. We raised this question at the beginning of the fact. And what I suggested at the time, and maybe this could work, is that, yes, it's Midin Raylif. And that's why the Gemara in the beginning of the parak had a havamina, you know, that even a cotton is chayav. Because a cotton Raylif, even a cotton could be a Raylif. The Gemara Mefereshes, even a cotton could be a Raylif. But now that the Torah is Megala, that a cotton is potter, shalik olach ha-mitzvahs, the Mishnah, we need Ben HaSamach L'Grosse Shalish. There's a gilik whether a cotton is potter. So Rama understood that why is a cotton potter? It's not Stamach Milsa, like without any getter. Stamach cotton is potter. A cotton is potter because there's a t'nai in the Chiyuv Nesoya Mara that he has to violate an Asar. But the violating the Asar is not the reason why we kill him. We kill him because he's a Roidev. But there's a t'nai that in order to get to being, like Ben Soya Mara has many t'nai. You know, it has to be, has many conditions. One of the conditions is that he has to be a gadol who's capable of violating l'seichel al adam. And that's why a katan is potter. A katan can't violate l'seichel al adam. So the exeris hakosu, if you're a katan and you can't violate l'seichel al adam, you're not chayim mishum roidif. If you're a gadol and you violate l'seichel al adam, then you can become chayim mishum roidif. Okay, maybe. That's what I said at the beginning of the parak. I'm not sure what. I want to come to Samach Gimel in this time. But just, I'm putting, you know, the way it's working now is we have problems that are popping up, and we're doing stopgap measures to solve each problem. In the end, what I want to do is I want to maybe revisit the whole thing and have a different mahalach. And we'll obviate the need for all of these things. So I want to get to a different mahalach. But right now I'm working with each problem as it comes up, how we can solve it locally. So that's at the beginning of the parak, that's what I wanted to say over here. It's not so puzzled to me that if just want to point out over here, if we're going to say that leisoichel adam is just a t'nai in the misa, it's not really the reason why he's getting misa. It's just a t'nai in the misa. Is that enough to make it a lav shenitin l'asar? Is misa is based in that? Therefore, the malchus needs a new asar. That's a chiddush to me a little bit, but okay, maybe that's enough. It's still called a lav shenitin l'asar. Is misa is based in because I need the lav to fulfill the t'nai that you have to. That you have to trigger in order to get to the Chiyum Misa. So I need another law for the Asar, like we said before. Okay, but we have another problem. The Rama and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Maybe we should look at more Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Pick it up from Desanya. It's the middle of a sentence, but it doesn't matter. We'll pick it up from Desanya. It's about three quarters of the way down. The last words in the line are Minayin Le'ochel. The word right before that is Desanya. Desanya Minayin Le'ochel. Zoftigumar. Desanya Minayin Le'ochel Min Abahem Okayim Shetetsi Nafshe Shubba Le'ochel Tamaloyim Le'ochel Adam. Dover Acher Le'ochel Adam Le'ochel Bosser V'dayin Dam V'mazri. Tatoisi Oimer Minayin Sh'ein Marvina Al-Rugi Beistin Tamaloyim Le'ochel Adam. Rabbi Kiva im inayim listen head and shogas and efesh ein toyim im kuma al kolos yoyim tamadloim ala seichlu ala adom. So when you know what's important is that there's a lot of Yisurim that we learn out from the seichlu ala adom. Then it says in parentheses Om Rabbi Yechanan, and without the parentheses it doesn't say Om Rabbi Yechanan, and then it says Asor Asor Yom Arim inayim tamadloim ala seichlu ala adom. That's actually important, those parentheses, because if you have those parentheses, if you garish them, that means that this that the Ben Sarim Lera part is not part of the Brisa. It's just a statement of Rabbi Yechanan. If you take out the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, then it presumably it's a hemshech of the Braisa, and the Braisa is including Ben Sarimar. That could be important going forward. The Amar of Abin Bar Chia, the Tamer of Abin Bar Kahana, Al Kulum Einay Leike, Mishum Dehavi Lav Shebechalos. And all of these cases, there's no Malkus for the Lezeich Adam, because it's a Lav Shebechalos, since it includes so many Yisurim, it's a Lav Shebechalos. How can you say that al kulam ain't like it? One of the kulam is ben soyomar, and ben soyomar has malchus, like it says in the Mishnah, malchinosa. So you see that one of these cases, there actually is malchus. Answers the Rama that the malchus of ben soyomar is not for the Ashara of Leisoich L'Adam, but rather it's a new Malkus from the Yisroelism. Lashon Rama. It's because it says Beferish V'Yisroisa. And then he brings a Raya, because he has a Shita that you need three Achilas. Besides the two Achilas that we normally talk about, there's a pre-Achila that he has, that's the baseline, after which the parents warn him, don't be Zayil V'Soyve, and then he has the what we would normally call the first Achila. And that first pre-Achila he does not get Malkus for. Aye, what happened to the Lav L'Soyich L'Adam? So he says, it must be that you don't get Malkus for L'Soyich L'Adam, the Malkus is only for V'Yisroisa, and V'Yisroisa was only said on the first Achila, not on the on the pre-achim. Now, Kapanim, that's what he says over here. By the way, Taisus is chalek on that one. Taisus says that the malchus of Tzadim Mera is for L'Soyich L'Adam. Taisus is busy, it's a lashon from the last Arsmis is based in. Why don't we learn out from here? The Taisus asks, why don't we learn out from Tzadim Mera that you like it that kind of lashon, even though it's lashon b'cholos? But to see if Tzadim Mera is like it, so let's turn out from Mitzrayim Leike, then on this Lav Shebech Cholos, you are Leike. And then you should be Leike for all the other instantiations of Leisoich L'Adam. So see, Taisa understood, not like the Ramah, that he really is Leike for Leisoich L'Adam. What about the Ramah's Kasha? It says, Al Kulam Eino Leike. How can Taisa say that he's Leike for Mitzrayim Leike? The Gemara says, Al Kulam Eino Leike. Taisa doesn't address this problem. It's very glaring. The Ramah's right. It says, Al Kulam Eino Leike. How can Taisa say that if Mitzrayim Leike is Leike, that if Mitzrayim Leike is Leike? So what do you think? What could be Tolling? Tolling the Gersa. If you go to Samar of Yochanan, then the Ben Samar was never part of the Braisa. So when the Gemara then said, Al Kulam and Eloike, it means everything in the Braisa. We're not talking about Ben Samar. Al Kulam, all the things that the Braisa enumerated, ain't Eloike. Ben Samar, attack is like it. The Ramah apparently didn't have the Gersa. I think it's a fair shenar, right? He did not have the Gersa of Amar of Yochanan. What? Omer of Yeshiv Chanina. Now he's Omer of Yeshiv Chanina. Interesting. It doesn't have Omer of Yechon, it's Omer of Yeshiv Chanina. Yeah, that's a big difference. Yeshiv Chanina is a Tana. That could be in the Braisa. So Rama Takahana is part of the Brisa. Seems like Kiva is in the Brisa, Dais is in the Brisa, or Dais Khanina is in the Brisa. So Rama Lushitosa, it's all part of the Brisa. And it says, Al Kulamena Leika. Fact, what are you talking about? Ben Sayyamara is Leika. So the Rama has to say, yeah, he's Taka Leika, but not, nothing to do with Seychel Al Adam. He's Leika for the Yisroisa. That's the Rama over there in Samach Gimel. So now, Shver, two things. Nakala Lakovit. First of all, Choris is here. By us, the Rama says that the Malkus of Yisroel say needs an Ashar. And when should Elam came out here? So, says the Yisroel, says the Rama, there must be an Ashar, we have to go find an Ashar. What do you mean? The Rama over there says that it's nothing to do with an Ashar. It's the Yisroel say, it's not Mikoyach the Ashar. What's the lesson over there? La Mishum Ashar. When Sayy Mariki Loki, La Mishum Ashar with the Loki, Elam Mishum Dixibim and Malkus Vahedya. Chorus is stira. By us, he says that even though it says the Yisroel, so you need an Asar, and then Shalom came as here. Over there in Tzadok Gimel, the Rama says that La Mishum Asar the Loiki, Ela Mishum Nechsev Yisroel, say behead you. So Chorus, that's why much is stira. But that then is not a stira at all. That's not a problem at all. Why not?
Not the same thing that we just said. No, that was just that was hard as it's
not. Oh no, I think so. Even without that, no, that's hard as it's not in the Miso. It's not a tzayin. I said that's always a tie by the miso because the miso is ready. To, but here, by us and Aleph and Aleph and Hagamar, the Rama says you need signoi because in Einshim Elim came Masirim. That's not a tie. The Einish of Yisrael say needs an Asara, and the Asara is leisignoi. And on Kapanim, it says by us in the. We'll come to in a second that we have different Asaras floating around over here, but just, that will come back to in a second. But just want to point out this problem. I want to go to the problem that's not a problem. Then we'll come to the problem that is a problem. The at face value, you read the two Ramaz and say, what's going on? Bayasi says that if there's a Yisroel, so then there must be an Asara because Ein Einshim Elim Kein Masirim. And the Ramaz Samach Gimel says that La Yishim Asara Loki, that the Einish of Yisroel is nothing to do with the Asara, Elim Yishim Nusiv, Yisroel Say Behedya, Malkus Behedya. So which is it? Well, I will take your pick. No, that's too complicated. He starts. I'm not asking anyone what is. By us, the lashon is an einshim elim kein masirim. Just that I'm focusing on. He says, by us, an einshim elim kein masirim. And at Tzadok Himmel, he says that it's lav mishum ashar. Never mind right now which ashar we're talking about. But just does the Yisroel need an ashar or does it not? By us, the Rama says the Yisroel needs an ashar, an einshim elim kein masirim. The Rama Tzadok Himmel says that the malchus had nothing to do lav mishum ashar. Yeah, I'm not getting to right now which asar, but it doesn't need an asar because it says v'yisroel say v'hedya, so it doesn't need an asar. So it doesn't need an asar, or it does not need an asar. By us, it needs an asar. Over there, he says it doesn't need an asar.
Malchus does need an asar, and the Misa doesn't.
But he's both talking about the Malchus. By us, he's talking about the Malchus, and over there, he's talking about the Malchus.
He says here also, in the previous paragraph.
Here meaning
the panel in some of them. So the panel of Malchus and Kin.
He's explaining the Gemara over here. He says that.
That's what I'm saying. The Kaimel, the yeah, that's a very good point. Right? Good point. The Rama himself in Samach Gimel, when he's quoting the Braisa, and the Braisa that's Horeb and Sora Mori Minayin. So the Rama says, I guess he's bothered. Who says there is an Asar? He says, the Kaimel, the Ono Shalom Ken Hizir. There has to be an Asar. What do you mean there has to be an Asar? The next paragraph he says, that it's La Mishim Asar, El Mishim Duxiv Yisrael. Yeah, it's really negate the things we talked about in the Naris left, yeah.
He's saying the Malkus are not from Nazar, but the Malkus are for Yisrael also, which then needs an Nazar.
Exactly. There's two different things over here. There's one question, are the Malkus of Ben Sayyam Lera regular Malkus that are automatically triggered by every Lav? Every Lav has Malkus automatically. He doesn't have to say especially Malkus. Every Malkus has every Lav has Malkus. I mean, not Lav Shem and Lysen and stuff, but generally speaking, every Lav, we learn that from it says Lav Tachasima, and then it says Parashat Ma'ariv Yipilei Shofet. So there's a Hekesh. We learn out all Lav and have Malchus. That's one halach. Then there's a different concept. Every Einish needs an Asara. Misa needs an Asara. Every Einish needs to have an Asara. When the Rama by us says, we'll put it this way: when the Rama in Samech Gimel says that the Malkus of the Yisroel say are not for the Asar, Lav Mishum Asar the Loki, Elim Mishum Dechsev Yisroel say, he may just mean that the malchus of Yisroel are not malchus that are automatically triggered by the lav. There are new pasha mechudeshes of malchus. They're not the ordinary malchus for violating a lav. It's a lav shebecholos. There are new pasha mechudeshes of malchus that says beferish in Torah of Yisroel. And therefore, it still goes into al kulam enu like it. It's a lav shame in maise. It doesn't automatically trigger malchus. It doesn't automatically trigger malchus even by mitzvah mayim. The malchus of mitzvah mayim is a pasha mechudeshes of malchus. On the other hand, even that new parsha mechudesh is a malchus, which means not the automatic malchus of a lav. It's a new parsha malchus. It's like chim misa. Every misa is a new parsha mechudesh. It doesn't automatically flow from the lav. Lavin don't automatically have misa. You need a new parsha mechudesh is a misa. But still, le onesh akosur elem ken isir. Every onesh, still and all, has to have an asar. So there's really no tension over here. Even the malchus of Yisrael, you say, needs to have an asar. That does not mean that the malchus of Mitzrayim are the regular malchus that are automatically triggered by the Asar. No, they're a parsha mechudeshes of malchus. It's a parsha mechudeshes of malchus, but it's less to have an Asar. This is very reminiscent of some, maybe somebody remembers from last year where we had we had a lot of this kind of concept by Adam Zayman. The Torah says that you don't automatically get malchus for leisana because it's a lav shem emaisa. But I have a special posuk, by Avis ben Gushu and Chalutza that you do get where you can't do kashazomim. Like you may on somebody say ben Gushu or ben Chalutza, you can't do them kashazomim because you can't passel his kids because loy below the zara. And I can't, if I don't passel his kids, then it's not kashazomim. So I can't do kashazomim. So I give him malchus. We learn that from a posuk. Bitzdikras and tzaddik. That we give malchus there to Ben Sarah we give the edim of Avis Ben Gushu and Chalutza or Uzum, we give them malchus. So there's a shaylim and achaynim. These new malchus, this malchus of Avis Ben Gushu and Chalutza, is it just a regular malchus for the lav? Just I need an extra pasuk of itzdiku because otherwise I would say it's a lav shem and maisa. But now if itzdiku is megala, then even though it's a lav shem and maisa, I get malchus anyway. But it's really a plain, ordinary malchus for a lav. Or is v'itztiku some new parsha mechudeshes of malchus, not ordinary malchus for a lav at all? So there's a Meiri, famous Meiri at the beginning of Malchus, who says that the malchus of v'itztiku is a tzaddik, is a new parsha of malchus, b'mokim kashazomam, it's coming in place of kashazomam, because you can't do them kashazomam, instead you give him malchus, it's not regular malchus for a lav. And he has nafkaminis la'alocha, because by kashazomam, there's an extra chiddush that you don't need asra. That's Lugamar and Ksuvah learns that from Sukkim or from whatever various thing with him. Kashazom doesn't need Asra. So the Miri is down. What about Vitzdiku? What about the Malchus? What about the Malchus of Eibush and Chalutza? Does it need Asra? So he says, I also say it does, because it's nothing to do with Kashazom. It's regular Malchus. Regular Malchus need Asra. Says the Miri, no, it's new Pasha Mechudesh, it's Bemokim Kashazom. So it's like Kashazom did. Kashazom doesn't need Asra, so this doesn't need Asra either. So here you have a concept of a new Malchus that are not the regular Malchus for Leisana, it's a new Parsha of Yitzdiku that's been welcome Kashazoma. But what's the Ashara for that Malchus? The Gemara says in Malchus and Abdalit that even Kashazoma, the Ashara of Kashazoma is from Leisana. So even if Leisana is, even if Yitzdiku has been welcome Kashazoma, its Ashara is still from Leisana. Now, Leisana is always the Ashara for Edom Zayimim. Even by Kashazoma, the Ashara for Edom Zayimim is from Leisana. And yet there's still a whole nidun when you get Malchus for Vitzdiku, Malchus for Avis Ben Gushu and Chalutza, is that regular Malchus for Leisane, or is that new Parsha Mechudeshes of Malchus, Mimokim Kashazomam? And the Meiri holds, others disagree, the Meiri holds it's new Parsha Mechudeshes of Malchus. But nonetheless, it's Asara. It needs to have an Asara. Everything needs an Asara. The Asara is still from Leisane. So Al Derech Zeh, we could say over here in the Ramah, I think it's probably Emes in the Ramah. The Ramah says, you have to have an Asara. Where's the Asara from Ben Sarah Mara? Where's the Asara from Sarah Mara? It says the Gemara, it's from Lesechel Adam. That's the Asara. But then it says, Akulam and Eloika. What do you mean, Akulam and Eloika? By Sarah Mara, you do get Malchus. It says the Ramah, you don't get Malchus for the Asara, you get Malchus for the Yisroel. He doesn't mean that Lesechel Adam is not the Asara. He means that it may be the Asara, but it's not automatic Malchus for a lav. Because it's a lav she'ema mice, it doesn't automatically trigger Malchus. It's a new passion, Mechudesh is a Malchus. And if it's not an exception to the rule, it's not megala that here you're looking for. Oh, it's not megala that here you are looking for lavshe b'cholos. You're not looking for lavshe b'cholos, and here you're also not looking for lavshe b'cholos. There's a new parsha mechudeshes of malchus. That's not the ordinary malchus for a lav, but it doesn't stop needing an asara. Where's the asara? It's still from l'seichel aladon. That's probably emes of shad and ramat. Yeah.
It has to be the same because it's the same girl.
going to ask the same. No, why? By Malchus, the drush just means Tikkus HaTzadik, and here it's...
The Hemshech of the Pasuk is by Abin Kos HaRosho, and that's telling you the Gilui Malchus. That's the same...
The same Pasuk as what?
By Yisru V'Yisru Ben Yibin.
Oh, because we learn that for Yisru V'Yisru. Okay, maybe. Right? That's interesting. Okay. Maybe one entails the other. But still a different problem, a different steer in the Ramah. So this steer in the Ramah, that's just not a steer. But still a different steer in the Ramah. And that is, the bottom line is, what's the Asara from the Sefer and the Malkus and the Sefer and Lev? At the end of the day, so you need to have an Asara. But what exactly is the Asara from the Malkus and the Sefer and Lev? The Ramah by us says, Leisignif. We explain what happened with Sechel Adam, well, maybe that's for the Misa. The Ramah Samach Gimel says that the mouth, the Asara for Ben Sarah Meir is the Sechel Adon. And he's talking about Malchus over there, he's not talking about Nisa. So that's just a push of this steer in the Ramah. By us, he says the Asara for Ben Sarah, for the Malchus of Ben Sarah Meir is from Leisigma. And on Samach Himmel, he says that the Asara for the Malchus of Ben Sarah Meir is from Leisechel Adon. So maybe for that, maybe we'll say it's a Hazar in the Ramah. And by was chazir, it's takanach from Leisechel Adam. It's only from Leisigla, the Leisechel Adam is for the Misa. Maisa still is still in the Ramah. The Ramah in Tzamech Gimel says the Leisechel Adam is the Asara for the Malkus. So yeah. That's what I said at the very beginning in the Ramah.
Well, within the Geneva also has an aspect of Lesotho. So the second Geneva is also the Azara of Lesotho. The first Geneva is Lesignal.
The first Geneva is Lesignal. I mean the first Achila. Geneva of Achila, it's a fair. There's a God of Achal. So the first gun of Achal, the Asara is, and the second one, which is the one that has Misa. Yeah, but the Ramban Tzamech Gimel is talking about the one that has Malkus. He's talking about Malkus. Al kulam ainu like it. Frankly, about what it means, he says the Yisrael, so you are like it. So he says, so he says, you see, you are like it for Leisechel Adam. So he says, no, it's because of Yisrael. It's not because of Leisechel Adam. It's not Malkus on the Asara of Leisechel Adam. What the Kashan even start? What do you mean you like it for Leisechel Adam? Leisechel Adam is Misa, not Malkus. I mean, I can ask the question that way also. What's the last question in Samach Gimel in the first place? The Gemara says, Al Kulam Ein Leike, you're not like it for Leisechel Adam. So what do you mean by Ben Sarimur? You like it for Leisechel Adam? It's not true. You're not like it for Leisechel Adam. You get Misa for Leisechel Adam. You don't get Malkus for Leisechel Adam. You get Malkus for Leisechel Adam. So I think the answer is, not just for this question. I think we can go back and maybe revisit all the questions that we asked before. All the steers in the Ramah. You know, each one we dealt with. You know, by us in the Ramah, we have the question: how can you tell me that? What do you mean? Where's the Asara? The Asara is from Leisechel Adam. So I said, well, one's for Misa, one's for Malkus. Then we had a problem: for Misa, you don't need an Asara; it's a Reidif. So what's it tonight? Then we had a problem with the Ramah and Samach Gimel. The Ramah and Samach Gimel says that the Asara for the Malkus is taken from Leisechel Adam. Why do you say we asked this from Leisigla? All these problems. So I think maybe go back. I think we have to say differently entirely. That the pshat is that la'olam the Ramah holds that the misa and soya mer does not need an asar at all because he's a reidif. Like the Ramah says in Amud Beis and I now from Amud Beis. He's a Reidif. Reidif does not need an Asara. Generally speaking, Reidif doesn't have an Asara. That's it. The Misa does not need an Asara. So I don't need an Asara for the Misa. So where is the Asara? I don't need an Asara. But for the Malkus, of course, I do need an Asara.
So that's their ma'asar, and I'm out of ma'al. Where's the ashara for the malchus of Ensayomer? The misos. And that's why the Ramal over here, and I'm an Aleph, focuses on the issue. The Ramal says there must be an ashara. The Ramal wants to know, how do you know that there's Gnadim? Well, because there has to be an ashara. Because it says the Yisrael, and I know Shem Elim came Masirin. There must be an ashara, Lu Sigma. Why didn't he focus on the miso? Okay, so, of course, because the miso already has an ashara. No, that's not the shaka. The Ramad doesn't mention the miso because the miso doesn't need an asara because the miso is mishum roidif, and that's the Ramal Shitosa. So therefore, if you want to know where's the asara, we're not talking about miso, we're talking about the Yisro Isa. Says the Ramad, the Yisro Isa needs an asara. What's the asara? Says the Ramad, le signa. I want him le signa. Why can't the asara be le seichel al adam? Teres is, because the Ramad holds that le seichel al adam is a lav shebecholos. Like the Mar says in Samach Gimel. And the Ramah holds, and this is a chiddush, that a lav shebecholos can't even be an asar. Not only, it's poshkan, the Mar Samach Gimel is, it could be an asar, but it just doesn't trigger a malchus. You don't get malchus in a lav shebecholos, but it could be an asar for some other onus that's explicit. And the Ramah would know, and a lav shebecholos, when it says, and look in a lav shebecholos, it means that a lav shebecholos can't be an asar at all. So therefore, the Seich Ladom can't be the asar for the malchus. Can't be the asara for the malchus because it's a lav shebecholos. So what's the asara for the malchus? Al kachach, the asara for the malchus is l'sigma. Then going back to Raman Samach Gimel, the Raman Samach Gimel says the Gemara says that you don't get malchus for lav shebecholos. Correct, and that's why there's no malchus for l'sigma. Well, hadom. Correct, Raman. 1 second, but you do get malchus. I see that Ben Sarimar gets malchus. Says the Raman, that has nothing to do with l'sigma. Well, hadom. L'soich la'adom la'olim is a lav shebecholos. And Yitaka, don't get Malkus for L'soich la'adom, and it's not even the Asar for the Malkus. The Malkus is because of Yisro Yisro, and it has nothing to do with L'soich la'adom. Of course, but where is the Asar? Well, that's the Ramah by us. The Asar is from L'Sigma. Oh, so yeah, there's one little problem here. The Gemara says, Asar the Bensar Mar Minayin. And so that by itself wouldn't be so terrible, but the Lashon of the Ramah in Samach Gimel, in the previous paragraph that I didn't see when I was preparing this year, is Omer B'Yeshiv Echanin Asar the Bensar Mar Minayin De Kaimulam Leonish Elam Ken Hizdir Elam Ken Hizdir Tamulam Leisaychel Al Adam. So that lesson in the Ramah is Takamashpo, that at least at that point he's going that Leisaychel Al Adam is the Asara for the Einish of Bensar Mar. I have to say that it's chayzer for that, because then in the next paragraph when he asks, so why is saying Akulam Ein Aleika? You might have been saying is like it, and he answers that Ki Laki Loi Mishum Asar De Laki, which I'm now learning Mamish Kipshutoi, not like I said before. The Loi Mishum Asar De Laki, this is not the Asar at all. This Leishayach Ladam is not the Asar for the Yisrael Say and Mishum Dechsidle Be Malchus Behadio, and now he's talking chayzer that. That Asar Lev and Sarim Mar Minayin does not mean that that's the Asar for which he gets Malkus.
Isn't the next part of the Ramah still problematic?
There's a Kosu. Hard to comment there. I'll call me a like it, like me, she ain't a like it, you should my Asar Zu. What do you mean?
The Ramah brings a raya that if the Malkus was Mishum Asara, then you'd get Malkus for the first Dechila.
Right.
Dechila before the Asara.
Right.
So that doesn't show with the Ramah later on. Because if there is an Asara from L'Signai, then why wouldn't you get Malkus as L'Signai?
No, the Ramah by us is after this Ramah. After this Ramah tells me, suppose I have a Gemara L'Soichel Adam. What are you making up L'Signai? If it says L'Soichel Adam, that's the Asara. Now the Ramah Samech Gimel says it's not true. It says Al Kulam Ein Aleika. That you're not looking for L'Soichel Al Adam. V'Horai, you're not looking for Achila Kamaisa. Why are you looking for Achila Kamaisa for Gneva?
Because there's no Chiddush that you should get Malkus.
What?
The Chiddush that you should get Malkus, but Yisus was only said by the Achila Shnia. But you wouldn't normally get Malkus for Gneva.
Right, so you need the Yisus. Because there are Ramah says in Samech Gimel, he thought at first in Samech Gimel that L'Soichel Al Adam is the Ashara for the Malkus of Ensayim Mer. That's how he said at the beginning. That's how he originally translated Asar Lemisar Minayim, meaning it's the Asar for the Malkus of Mitzrayim Mar. But then the Ramah, and that would be fine, that I wouldn't have to make up L'Signal. I have L'Soichel Adam, that's the Asar. But then the Ramah says, but it's against the words of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, "Akulam ain't alike," which the Ramah understands to mean that leisoch la'adam does not trigger, is not even the asara for malchus. Not like I said before. It's not even the asara for the malchus. So he says, "What do you mean?" It says v'yisro isoy. Says the Ramah, "V'yisro isoy has nothing to do with leisoch la'adam." Because leisoch la'adam is a lavsha b'cholos, and a lavsha b'cholos is taka not able to be an asara for malchus, and the malchus is disconnected now from leisoch la'adam. After I have the Ramah Samech Gimel, after Ramah Samech Gimel told me that Leisoch La'adam is taka not the Asar for the Malkus, because it's a Lav Shebecholos, like the Gemara says, Akulam Ena Leike. So why are you getting Malkus? Just for the Yisroi Soi. Says Ramah Bayas, but one second, at the end of the day, Ein Ein Shemel Ken Mazirin. So there has to be an Asar somewhere. Maybe it's not Leisoch La'adam because it's a Lav Shebecholos, but there has to be an Asar, because you can't get an Ein without an Asar. Says Ramah Bayas, from Leisiglif. So the Ramah Bayas is after the Ramah Samech Gimel. Why have hands? I'll go from that direction.
Isn't the Ramah bringing you like the opposite right? Isn't he saying it has to be the Dazara from the Sofa Adam? Because if not, then you would get Malchus. There's whole right that
you
don't get
Malchus. Which Ramah?
The Ramah Dab Samech Gimel.
Right.
Says the reason why you don't get Malchus is it's his Teda. He's bringing you a right that this is the Dazara. I mean, I think it's the exact opposite. He's bringing me a right that
the Malchus is not for Leisoch la'adam, because if the Malchus was for Leisoch la'adam,
then you get Malchus the first time because it's from Leisoch la'adam.
Right. So it's Raya the Malchus from the Yisroel. Yeah, I mean, that's a proof that Leisoch la'adam. I mean, there's the point that that's not such a strong proof. It's a proof that Leisoch la'adam doesn't automatically trigger Malchus. But it's not a proof that it can't still be the Ashara for the Yisroel. But I think the Ramah holds it. I think not like I said before, originally in the earlier Gilgal, that the Ramah holds it's a package deal. If Leisoch La'adam, if it's a lav shebecholos and it doesn't trigger Malchus, then it's not the asar for Malchus either. So from the fact that Be'al Chili Rishonim you see that Leisoch La'adam doesn't trigger Malchus, so you see that it's a lav shebecholos and it can't trigger Malchus. If it can't trigger Malchus, then it's not even the asar for the Yisroel.
So what is the asar?
So that he doesn't address the Samach Gilgal.
So
addresses by us on Ayin Aleph.
On Ayin Aleph, he's saying that the first Azhar is from the signal, the first time you eat it?
The first time you eat it is no punishment, so I don't need this pre-achila, it doesn't need an Azhar because it's no English. But the Azhar for what we call the first achila, which is after the pre-achila, the achila of Malchus, the achila of Yisroel Yisroel, Ein Oyin Shem Mekein Masirim, where's the Azhar for the Yisroel Yisroel? From the signal.
So then I just don't understand how to read that. What exactly is this Teda? I thought his
Teda
was exactly.
His Teda is that there's no Malchus for that there's no. That V'Yisroel is not Megala Kilu. Maybe V'Yisroel is Megala. Like some Shaina say by Vitzdiku. That maybe V'Yisroel is a Gilui that the Lab of Leisoch La'adam, even though it's a Lab Shebecholos, but by Ben Sarah Meira, it's not treated as a Lab Shebecholos. It's treated like a regular Lab. It's not true. If Leisoch La'adam was a regular Lab, then he would get Malchus on the Priyachilu. So it must be the no. Leisoch La'adam remains a lav shebecholos. If it remains a lav shebecholos, so why do you get malchus for the achilu rishayna? It must be because the Torah said special of Yisro, I say, but not because of Leisoch La'adam, because that's a lav shebecholos. So if not for the Ramah, I would say that fine, you don't automatically the lav shebecholos can't be mechayim malchus on its own. You need the Yisro, I say, but it's still the ashar for the Yisro, I say. And the Ramah holds no to the extent that it's a lav shebecholos. If it's not a lav shebecholos, get malchus even by the pre-achilu. LMI, no, it remains a lav shebecholos. If it remains a lav shebecholos, then it can't even function as an asar. Because a lav shebecholos means it's too tenuous to be a lav. So we don't treat it as a lav. If it's not a lav, it's not an asar. So there's haka, no, as far as we know from Samech Yimel, there's no asar from a Yisroel, so just exerts a kosov. Then the Ramah, Ayin Aleph, comes back, revisits that, and he says, yeah, but at the end of the day, you need an asar somewhere. And Oinshin Melim came as here. So he says, I find you a different asar. That's not a lav shebecholos, namely Leisiglev. It's a whole new mahalik in all these ramas. The mahalik is that we had all these problems earlier. Each one we solved locally. Like we had a local teretz for all the problems in the ramah. I probably should go over the whole thing again. I don't know, 5 minutes. You know, let me answer the question. See,
so
if
the ramah and Samech Gimel before he gets to the ikashilan, so he brought up the idea of lo anas hakas v'alam kein hizir, right?
Okay.
So. Are we saying now that we say that he rejects that Lo Sochlo could even be a lav at all, So shouldn't he deal with this problem now?
Yeah, you're right. That's a problem. I agree. That's a rough spot. The Ramah will explain the Lashon of the Braisa. That minay as horah levin sarim mori minayin. The Ramah says Gilu Gemara is asking there must be an asar. You know, every oynish needs an asar. Where's the asar of an sarim mori? Now, in the light of the second of the next Ramah, now it turns out that really it's not true because the asar for the oynish of an sarim mori is really not from the sarim al adam. Right, I agree. That's a problem. That would be better if we said the other malach. But this malach is a lot more comical. You don't have to keep missing it. I have to invent a lot of things for the other malach. Yeah, that's just a good problem. That's the end of the world, but that's a little bit. We'll have to say the Nechanami. Now the pshat and the Braisa changes, and it really does need to be addressed. What's the minay? Who says that it's? Let me just cut this with just a review because I want to just understand what we were mavich over here. It's not muchel. We can say the original malach, but the original malach we have a lot of. We had to invent a lot of things to keep it afloat, and here we have to invent much less. So that's Achim's razor. But it could be maybe the original malach was still correct. Originally we went through. We started like this. Originally we started off that we had a kasha on the Ramah's self and Ayin Aleph. Ramah and Ayin Aleph said he's trying to find how do we know that you need a gneva. So he says, well, it says v'yisroi soi, so there's an oynish, so an oynish needs an asar. Where's the asar? It must be le'signa. That's the Ramah by us, Ayin Aleph Madal. So we asked, and now we asked two questions. A, why is he focusing on the malchus? Focus on the misa. The misa is also an oynish, it needs an asar. So forget the malchus. It says v'ragmu, there's a misa, it needs an asar. Le'signa. What does he have to mention v'yisroi soi and the drush of v'yisroi soi in the malchus? And problem number two, what are you talking about Le'Siglet? What happened to Le'Siglet Al-Adon? So I said to Teres that that pair of questions answer each other, that Le'Siglet Al-Adon is the Asar for the Miso. But now it's Nitin Asar's Miso's based, and it can't also be the Asar for the Malkus. So the Ramah says, where's the Asar for the Malkus? It must be from Le'Siglet. So that was one thing we had to invent. I mean, it's fine, it works, it's very gishmak, it's not terrible, but it's not a new invention, really, but that's what we have to say to solve that first problem. Again, in the later Mahalach, we're not going to have the problem in the first place. But that's how we solved that problem. Then we had another problem. If you're telling me the L'Sech L'Adom is the Asar for the Misa, not for the Malkus, why does the Misa need an Asar? The Ramah says the Misa is Reidif. Reidif doesn't need an Asar. So for that, we had to invent a solution that even though it's a roidif, but there's a t'nai, since the cult is potter, it must be there's some t'nai that you have to violate an asar. So the asar is le'sechlo. So we had to invent that to solve that problem. Then we had a Raman Samach Gimel, who asked the question, how can you tell me not like it for le'sechlo adam? How can the Brises say al kulum? How can the Brises say al kulum and like you not like it for le'sechlo adam? What do you mean? You get Malkus for Yisrael, I say. And the Ramah answers, no, it's not for the Asar, it's a new Malkus. It's not Malkus for the Asar, Le'Sech L'Adam, it's a new Malkus of Yisroel. What was the Kasha in the first place? Le'Sech L'Adam is talking about Misa, it's not talking about Malkus. You don't get Malkus for Le'Sech L'Adam, you get Misa for Le'Sech L'Adam. And then it's used up to be Lashon into Asar's Misa's Basin. The Malkus of Misa is for Le'Signo, it's nothing to do with Le'Sech L'Adam. So what's this Kasha? The price is 100% right. Al Kulam and Eloike, there's no Malkus for Le'Sech L'Adam. There might be Misa for Le'Sech L'Adam, there's no Malkus. So what does the Ramah want? And that we didn't have a terrace for. Just to say there, Ramah was chayzer. That was the first mahalach. So we had to say a chazara in the Ramah, and we had to invent some things to solve all of our local problems. But that's mahalach number one, and that might be right. Then I wanted to suggest a different mahalach, which I thought is more economical. We have to invent less, and we don't have to make a steer between the Ramah Tzayim HaKibbal and the Ramah Bayas. And that is to say that the emes is that Misa does not need an asara. Because he's a roidif. And that's not the truth. Roidif does not need an asara, Misa's off the table. And therefore, we're only talking about Malkus. In all of these Gemaras, we're only going to talk about Malkus. Misa's roidif doesn't need an asara. And that's why the Ramah focuses by us. He focuses on Misa, I say. He doesn't talk about Misa. You don't need an asara for Misa. He's a roidif. He focuses on the Malkus. So why? But it says the Ramah, you need an asara. Must be Le'Signa. Why Le'Signa? What happened to Le'Signa? the Torah is, because the Gemara says in Samach Gimel that it's a lav shebecholos. And the Rama holds, and that's this is a chiddush, that the Rama holds that a lav shebecholos, not only does it not automatically trigger malchus, it can't even be an asara for the Yisrael. Because a lav shebecholos means it's too vague to be called an asara, and therefore not only is it not like it, but it's not even an asara for where it can't even be the asara for an explicit language. And that's what the Rama Bayas asked. That's the Rama Bayas. Now the Rama Bayas is poshut. Rama Bayas says, where is the asara for the malchus? Misum is right, it doesn't need an asara, but where's the asara for the malchus? Can't be the seichel adam. It's a lav shecholos. Must be some new asara. What's the new asara? Leisigle. That's the Raman Ayinal. And now the Raman Samech Gimel is very good, because the Raman Samech Gimel comes before the Raman Ayinal. The Raman Samech Gimel initially thought that leisoichel adam is the asara for the Yisroel. Ekter Rama, and that's how you read the Brice originally. That Seichel Adam is the Asar for the Yisrael. Ekter Rama. But if that's the case, why are you telling me Al-Kulam ain't a Leika? Here you see that you are Leika for Lashe B'Cholos, at least by Ben Sarah Meira. It's also part of the Al-Kulam. How come the Gemara say Al-Kulam ain't a Leika because it's a Lashe B'Cholos? It's not true. You are Leika for Seichel Adam. Answers the Rama that it's a Lashe B'Cholos. And you're talking not like it, and Yisroel says nothing to do with Yisroel Adam. Where is the Asar for Yisroel? That's the Rama Bayas, that's the signal. And now those two Ramas are mamash complementing each other. And that works out very well with all of the Ramas. The only rough spot, which if you guys are pointing out, is that the Rama and Samach Gimel, before he said that paragraph, in the previous paragraph, when he was explaining the Braisa, and the Lashon of the Braisa is Minayin, Asar Leben Sarim Mara Minayin, there Rama had a lashon that the pshat in the braisa is that every oynish needs an asara. Where's the asara from Ensayr Meira from Leisochel Al Adam, which implies that Leisochel Al Adam really is the asara for the oynish of the Yisroel. We're going to have to say that's before this next stanza in the Rama. But then the Rama asks, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kulam ain't like it." The Rama says, "And it says in the Chanami, the asara it's for Yisroel. It has nothing to do with Leisochel Al Adam. Leisochel Al Adam is not an asara for Ensayr Meira at all." It's a lav shebecholos that maybe includes Ben Sarah Meir too, but there's no, it's not connected to any Einish by Ben Sarah Meir at all. Yet Lashon HaBayis is a little difficult. That's Asara li Ben Sarah Meir minayin. It's really not functioning here as an Asara. It's just a lav shebecholos. Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. Yeah, in the Chirami. That's, okay. I'm Ayin Yifra. There's a little bit of, there's a cost to each one of these ma'al.
If it's true that Lusol
Haladam
really won't be effective as an
Asar
for Malchus. Why is
Lusignov
any better? You wouldn't get Malchus for
Lusignov, it's the Lava, it's the Kasa. Yeah, but that Lashon HaCholos. Lusignov, if you don't get Malchus, you know, this is going to talk about next time. Why don't you get Malchus for Lusignov? That's the next line of the Rama. That over here, how you like the Mishalim. Let's leave it alone. Lusignov is not a Lav Shabachalos. It's a perfectly valid, it's a perfectly good Lav. And, it's a perfectly good lav, and it could trigger malchus. It doesn't ordinarily trigger malchus. The Gemara says it's the lav and it's the kashlumin. I'll just tell you now about Maramokum, because maybe it's I want to talk tomorrow about the next line in the Ramah. The next line in the Ramah is he goes on to say, how are you like the Mishalim? Because after the signal over here, you like the Mishalim. You like for the Yisrael, so. And the Ramah assumes you also have to pay for the Gnev, which is not so poshut. Where does it say that you have to pay? He assumes you have to pay for the Gnev. Out of the Ran in Hanech Malkim and the Sugya of Neiv and Achil over there, what was it? Pevam and Beit says that by the Gneiv of Mitzvah Mer, you don't have to pay because you get Malkus. You don't pay if you get Malkus. The Ramal assumes you like it and you're Mishalim, and he asks, how could that be? And he says, well, it's a Chiddush Kol like Moshe Shemer that you like Mishalim. So just maybe one Mara, it's a problematic Ramal, but it's not for now. But I just want to give you a Mara Malkim. The Ritva in Malkus stuff, for his Tes Zayin Omer Aleph.
Rav Shmuel talks it. Rav Shmuel brings it. So this is most of what I wanted to say tomorrow on this topic. Rav Shmuel says. I'm just going to tell you over what Rav Shmuel says. I guess you could read it and then I don't have to tell it to you. But who knows? Maybe by tomorrow I'll have some suffers. But the Ritva in Makkos Tezayin Amud Aleph quotes a Rama. Quotes the Rama that the reason why a Ganav does not get Malkus is because of the Nibchtei Rishossi that you're not like the Mishalim. It's a three-way Machlokes Yishanu. Why does the Ganav not get Malchus? He did Lo Sigma.
Taisha says it's a lama nitik laseh, because it's nitik for the to the aseh of tashlumin. And the Rambam holds that it's not because it's nitik laseh; it's a new principle of lava nitin le tashlumin. This we talked about last year. The Rambam holds. Did I say the Rambam? The Rambam has a new principle that a mamonistic lav doesn't have mouth. So a lav shen nitin le tashlumin. That it's remedied with tashlumin, so there's no makas for such a lav. It's a monetary lav. And the Rama says it's because of chayir shasa, because you're not like the mishal. Ain't nobody like the mishal. We won't call it tayir kula. Chayir shasa. Ain't nobody like the mishal. Spent a lot of last year about it. On it. So that's you should know. The Rama happens to hold. I think it's relevant to. I think Rav Shmuel says it's relevant to this to the Rama over here. Just right now, I'm just giving you the idea, and we'll work it out tomorrow. That the Rama sheet is that Ganav is not Moike, because since he has to pay, we have a rule in him Moike Mishal. And over here, the Rama says you are Moike Mishal by Ibn Sarma. Okay, now we'll see more about tomorrow. Yeah, Josh.
According to this section, the Gemara on some people seems to be comparing Lash Bafos to Lash in the Maisa. Does that mean the Maskar of the Gemara that?
I don't know that they have to be the same. Just because the Gemara has, just the Gemara puts them in the same sugya, it doesn't mean they have to be the same.
If the whole point of the sugya isn't just that we don't get malchus, but it's also according to the law that there's not a law when it's a law for clothes, then wouldn't the comparison to a law for clothes also be?
The Gemara's not comparing them instead of learning out one from the other.
No.
The Gemara just compares. Yeah. The Gemara says, "I'll kula made a leka." Which one of these lists? Which one of the things on the list do you get malchus for? So some things you don't get malchus lavsha in maisa, some you don't get malchus because it's a lavsha. It's because it's a lav shebacholos. Doesn't mean they have to be. They might be the same, but I don't see an implication. They have to be the same. If somehow we learned out one from the other, you know, lav shebacholos was derived from lav shemimais or something, then they would have to have the same gun. Just because they have to be neck by, you know, they have to be cheek by jowl in the sukkah doesn't mean they have to be the same.